Now, verse 11, shall I count them pure with the wicked balances? Now, these people were coming, many of them, into the temple, bringing a sacrifice, going through the outward ceremony, and saying that they were doing justly and that they loved mercy. But what were they doing during the week? Well, God says, shall I count them pure with the wicked balance? I tell you, the butchers in that day were weighing their thumbs. Some butchers had thumbs worth several drachmas, let me tell you. And that was true. These men doing business were dishonest in their business dealings. And he says here, and with the bag of deceitful weights, they were absolutely crooked in their business dealings. They were avaricious, they were covetous, they were greedy, and yet they tried to pass off as religious folk. Now, verse 12, for the rich man are full of violence, and the inhabitants have spoken lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth. Well, will you notice what is true here? They are guilty of violence, the rich were, and they are liars. They are deceitful. You can't believe them. Now, may I say to you, is this not a picture of our own nation? Is this not a picture of this wonderful land in which we live? You can't believe the news media. You can't believe the politicians. Doesn't make any difference what party. It's a day when it's difficult to believe businessmen. It's difficult today to believe those in the military, in the leadership. And actually, we're living in a nation today where most of us little folk are confused. We don't know who to believe. And this was the situation in that land. And God did not approve that. In fact, that is the thing that brought down the nation and brought down the judgment of God upon them. Now, I want to make this statement, and I want to make it very clear because I love my country. I hate to see what's happening to it today. But I have taught for years that the United States would have to go down at the end of this age for the very simple reason that we are not in prophecy. And we're a world power today, but will we be tomorrow? And it seems that we are going down very fast. Well, let me say that at the time that I'm making this tape, things look very dark in this land of ours. We don't know who to believe. An energy crisis has come upon us, and it didn't come suddenly. It didn't come in the past few months or the past few years. It's been coming for many years upon us. And many of us, I say many, a few of us, have been crying out that America is going to be judged. Well, we apparently at this stage where I'm speaking from right now, it looks like that we're moving into that orbit today. And many were warning 20 years ago, in fact, after World War II, that oil should have been brought out of the Middle East at that time, and that we should never have used our own reserves. But you see, because of the greed, and it was called good business, of course, because it was making money, and we went into an age of affluence and plenty, and we really left God out. And he's pretty much left out at this time. There's been no mention at the time that I'm making this tape that we need to turn to God in this emergency in which we find ourselves today. The thing I'm trying to say is this, that this nation, Northern Kingdom, was in the same condition that we are in today. And God said, I brought judgment upon this nation. And they were my chosen people as a nation. And I brought judgment upon them. You see, we have a philosophy of human government presented to us here. And now, listen to him. Therefore, also will I make thee sick in smiting thee, in making thee desolate because of thy sins. God says, I'm going to first start taking away the oil from you. And I'm not going to stop there. You're going to find out you're going to run short on many things before I'm through judging you.